another crusade against crime. Tonight's episode of Gangbusters was made possible in part by a grant from the Bank of New York, the bank that manages money.
Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Garner Robinson, Sheriff of Davidson County, Tennessee, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Sheriff Robinson, before we begin tonight's case, I think the Gangbusters audience would like to know that later in the program, we will hear from the Des Moines young woman who recognized a dangerous fugitive from the description given on a Gangbusters clue and was responsible for his apprehension.
I'm anxious to hear myself, Don Gardner. You know, the alertness of Gangbusters listeners in helping apprehend these fugitives is really amazing. It's a tremendous help to us law enforcement officers.
Thanks, Sheriff Robinson. Now, I know that the Gangbusters case tonight involves a problem on which police officials must make frequent and difficult decisions. Well, how does tonight's case relate to this problem, Sheriff Robinson?
Well, according to our records, John, the first pertinent event occurred early this year in the city of Flint, Michigan. About 10 o'clock one evening, a young woman opened the door to the Hillside Cafe, a bar. She stepped inside, closed the door, and looked around. After a moment, she walked through the crowd to a table in the corner where another woman, a few years older, sat alone.
The bag pack?
No, not yet, Stella.
Don't stand there. Sit down. You want something to drink?
Stella, what do you think?
About what?
About going.
Give me a chance to get out of this town and I'm going. There's nothing here for me but misery.
Well, I'm not so happy myself.
But your bag isn't packed.
It's different with you. You've known Andy Monks a long time. You know the kind of fellow he is, isn't it? I haven't been out with Chuck but only once.
He thinks enough of you to ask you around, doesn't he?
Sure, but...
What's the matter? Don't you like him? He looks all right to me.
Oh, I like him like this. I'm afraid.
Afraid of what? Get quiet to yourself, honey. You never get any place being afraid. Okay, here's your chance.
Supposing he doesn't work like he wanted,
he'll come back. What do we got to lose?
Sure, you can say that. But if I leave, I've got to stay away. Worse than ever when I came back. You know something? Chuck's sort of a funny guy.
I never noticed.
I didn't like him at first. He looked so mean.
He turned out all right, didn't he?
Sure. But he still looks mean. Like, it wouldn't take much to make him mad.
I don't think you have to worry.
Much. I'd sure like to go.
Then why don't you? What are you debating?
All right, I will.
No, you're thinking straight. Go on home and get packed. I'll call the boys and tell them what happened.
Telephone, Chuck.
Well, go on, answer.
You're closer.
Go on, will you?
I might sit down.
Well, it's a barber shop.
You ever stay at a hotel with a barber shop?
I'm looking forward to the day.
Who is it?
Stella, hi, baby.
Chuck's there, huh?
Yeah, how'd you make out?
She'll go along.
Okay, that solves everything.
What'd she say, Moss? Lucy going with us?
Just a second, Stella. Yeah, Lucy's going. Stella says something.
Okay, make it snappy. We've got work to do.
Yeah, hello, Stella. I gotta make it snappy.
Hey, look, I'm telling you right now, honey. I don't like the idea.
Mm, who does?
If it don't work, it's no skin off my back.
It'll be okay, baby.
Yeah, well, I'm going now to get Lucy. Where to meet you?
Just a second. Hey, Chuck, she wants to know where to meet us.
Well,
Tell him to get the black sedan off the lot.
Get the black sedan off the lot, baby.
Yeah.
Drive out the old hollow road, wait at the spot I showed him.
Drive out the old hollow road and wait at the spot Chuck showed you.
Okay, what time?
What time, Chuck?
Between midnight and a quarter after.
Between midnight and a quarter after, baby.
All right. We'll all be there. The sedan and Lucy. And Lucy's nurse.
Come on, babe.
Come on, will you?
You gotta go, Stella. I'll see you.
Well, let's get moving.
Just a second, Chuck. Stella don't like the idea of Lucy.
Well, that makes the reason. I don't like the idea of Stella much.
How can you say that? She's my baby. I leave her here cutting off a pigeon.
Look, we made a bargain. No Lucy, no Stella.
At least Stella's wise. She knows what's going on. She knows what we're after. If it's Lucy's line, will be a problem.
Then she'll be my problem. Come on. I close this door.
Wait a minute, will you? When she starts asking questions, what are you going to say? What are you going to tell her? You're a traveling salesman or something?
I'm not going to say a thing, and neither are you, and neither is Stella. We stick up this guy tonight, we throw him into the car, we take him along till we meet the girl, then we dump him. But Lucy, think what she wants. But the first crack out of you, or out of Stella, and the whole deal's over. Is that straight?
What do you need a thing?
Is it straight?
Yeah, straight.
Okay. Now let's go out and make some traveling then.
Well, they said a little after midnight.
Mm-hmm. How much after midnight is it?
Are you sure? They said the old hollow road here.
They'll be along, Lucy. Don't worry.
You want some music? These new models got good radios. No. I hope you have to go home now.
I told you they'd be here.
Well, I hope so. You have any idea where we're going?
I don't know. South, I guess.
More.
What difference does it make? We're going.
This is a funny place for them to meet. What's the matter with that?
Hey, look, honey, let's get something settled. If you're going to be a question box this whole trip, we got to come to an understanding right now.
I'm sorry, Stella. It's just that I'm kind of...
Car.
Is it
Ben? I think so. Yeah. It's Ben.
Who's that other man in the car with her?
I don't know, honey. And I wouldn't ask.
Why not?
There you go with the questions again. Here's Chuck. Mac, glad to see you.
I am glad.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Chuck.
Well, sweetheart, you all set to travel?
Sure. Like it, so.
Go on, Lucy. We'll ride in the back. Lucy will drive.
All right, Chuck.
Suitcases are in the trunk, Chuck.
Good. There, that guy will keep for a while, Chuck. Get in and drive. You're going to like yourself, Lucy.
I sure hope so.
I'm going to show you the best time you ever had in your life. We're off.
Yeah? Bigger and fuller life. Chuck.
Yeah, kiddo.
Who was that other man?
What other man?
You know, in the car you came in.
You're a little bit mixed up, Lucy. He wasn't another man.
Oh, Chuck, I saw him with my... Okay.
Now, we might as well start off right. I'm going to give you a little pocket money so you won't have to run for Nick.
Oh, gee, thanks, Jim.
Look at it, Paul.
$100.
All in one piece.
Oh, gee, I never saw $100
bill
before.
The movies.
Thanks,
Jim. Well, what'll I get for it?
I'll kiss you,
Ian. Yeah, I mean.
All right.
We're off to a great start, kiddo. You know? I like you around. Just stay like you are, and you can be around for a long time. I got big plans.
In business, you mean?
Yeah, kiddo. In business. Awful big plans.
So, Don, after obtaining $2,000 in this midnight robbery in Flint, Michigan, Chuck Craig, Andy Moats, and their women... The criminals anticipated new crimes, and the women looked forward to the adventure of travel. But all was soon to learn that a car racing bullets is anything but adventure.
Now, back to Gangbusters. You were telling us, Sheriff Robinson, that the criminals Chuck Craig and Andrew Moats pulled a $2,000 robbery in Flint, Michigan, then headed south in the company of the young women Stella and Lucy.
That's right, Don. They drove leisurely through Indiana and Kentucky, carefully looking for hold-up victims. Finally, they arrived in Nashville, Tennessee, where one night the two couples went dancing at one of the largest nightclubs in the South. For Craig and Moats, the nightclubbing was not entirely the pleasure. They were looking the place over with a view toward staging a robbery there later. At the moment, the band had just finished their set of numbers. Waiting for Chuck and Lucy to return from the dance floor, Moats and Stella sat at their table.
All right. So I'm complaining. What do you expect me to do?
Stella, cut it out, will you?
Oh, what does he think she is? A little angel or something? Lucy can't know this. Don't let Lucy find out that. Yes, she was more than the three of us put together, and she's just smart enough to make herself the center of the show.
Look, there's only one thing to worry about. As long as she sticks around, Chuck says you can too.
You got it.
Okay, here they come.
Hey, want to teach you dancing?
No, honey. I don't get any pleasure out of having this ox walk all over me.
Who's an ox?
Get a chance to look around the place, Mom?
What kind of a chance? How long we been here?
Good spot.
Yeah, he's over the bar.
Good. Look, why don't you two girls go powder your nose, huh?
Sure. Come on, Lucy.
Oh, gee, I want to finish my drink.
Come on, honey. Let's powder our nose.
All right.
We'll be back right away.
Okay, Moats. See if you can catch the guy's eye.
Yeah. We got it. Coming over.
How much do you think we can get out of this joint, Moats?
Chuck, look.
What?
And don't you think this Lucy business is going far enough?
What do you mean, far enough?
I mean, either she's with us or she ain't. I can't go peeking around corners to see if she's there before I open my mouth.
I like it the way it is.
Yeah, but why tie ourselves down? Stella says
she... Who cares what Stella says?
What do you see in this Lucy? She's a blank.
All right, she's a blank, but she's okay for me. I like him that way.
All right, here he is.
Hi, fellas. What, George? Anything?
What's the name, man?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I didn't want to come over with the Danes yet.
Well, what about it?
Nothing about it. I've been scouting around, Pete. I know this Nashville town. Know a lot of people.
All right, so you know a lot of people. What about this joint?
Steer clear, Alex. It's a bum deal.
That'll be a cinch.
You see, you ask my advice and you know everything.
What's the matter with this place, Marty? The
joint's always full of cops, city guys, deputies, you know. Lots of them come in for a good time when they're off. It's loaded with cops right now.
Yeah?
You'd never make it. Never in a million years.
Okay. And you won't even try.
Smart. Smart.
We're running kind of low, Chuck.
How about a bank? You got anything against banks?
Looks good. We're into it.
This one, you got no trouble.
If there's no trouble, there's no dough.
Plenty, plenty of dough. Yeah. Come here.
Yeah.
Good Litchfield. You ought to hear Good Litchfield.
No, where's that?
Not far in the county. The bank, right? Cinch, believe me, a cinch.
I don't believe in cinches.
Four people tops. That's all you got to worry about. Four people. Oh, burglary alarm, yeah. One of them kind that rings downtown. Gives you plenty of time. You can handle a bank like that.
Well, look it up.
10% for the finger. 10%.
A deal.
Yep. I got to go. I got a date.
Okay.
Well, look it over, huh? Look it over.
We will, Monty.
I'm seeing you around.
How long do you have to be in a racket before you get that way?
Don't worry about him. He knows this time. He's a handy guy to have around.
Yeah, but what about this bank, Chuck? All banks are set up.
Well, it sounds pretty good. If it looks as good as it sounds, we make it.
To
get it.
Well, sure. Can't fix the car after breakfast. Table's all set.
Well, we might as well wait for Maud. She'll be back any second.
Oh, gee, I hope so. I'm starved. Well, guess I'll go back in the cabin and help.
Wait a minute, Lucy.
Yeah?
Go look in the glove compartment. You'll find another pair of pliers. Get them for me, will you, honey?
Sure. Hey, where did Monk go?
He had something to do.
So early? This glove compartment?
Is there another one?
Well, I want to be sure. You want...
Oh. Well, bring me the pliers. I'm waiting.
I can't, Chuck.
What do you mean you can't?
I didn't know there were guns in there. I'm afraid to touch those guns.
Guns won't bite you.
What do you need them for? I didn't know you had any guns.
We do a lot of traveling, Davy. We gotta have them for protection.
Oh.
Now, you just forget about those guns. Oh, there's Mark.
Whose car's that? Where do you get him?
He borrowed it from a friend in town. We got important business day this morning. We need two cars.
Oh.
Now, you go on in and tell Stella we'll be ready for breakfast in a minute.
You like the new place, me, huh? Hi, Lucy.
Morning. Well, I'll just tell you you're about ready.
What's eating hard?
Nothing. Skip it. Don't you have any trouble?
Any kind of trouble. The garage door was open, the keys were in the ignition. I walked in, drove away.
Okay.
You know, Chuck, that burglar alarm in this job's got me worried.
Oh, let him hit the alarm. There won't be a cop closer than 5 minutes away. We can be out of there in 2 minutes left. But remember, the bank's going to be no cinch for the two of us to handle. We've got to be on our toes in the second we pull up to the Titan and drive away. Mama's going to have a fight.
It's for me. I know we'll work better on post on
air. We need plenty. We've got plenty of a job on our hands.
I don't know.
I got an idea. gas gauge.
Well, it was full when we started. I put in 14 gallons.
One of those shots was there at the tank.
Yeah. Hey, how about it? We can't stay here on the road. We're like sitting ducks.
No. Come on.
I could go back to that station for some gas.
Don't be crazy. Take your coat off.
What?
Take it off.
Okay.
Now, look. We separate and walk back to the cabin. Cops won't think of anything. One guy alone and in shirt sleeves. Now, you get back there as soon as you can, and then we'll pull out.
Okay.
Okay. You know, cut through the road. Hey. See these woods? We'll cut through there. You go that way, and I'll head through here.
Just a minute. Let's split up the dough, just in case of a tie.
Yeah, we got time. I'll see you at the cab.
I want the dough split up now.
Look, do you want the dough, or do you want to get mailed? I'll carry it back, and we'll cut it up there. Now, get moving.
Now, back to Gangbusters.
Lucy.
Yeah?
What are you sitting there dreaming for? Get back. The boy said we'll pull him out as soon as they get back.
Okay, Stella.
So what's the matter with you?
I don't know. I got a funny feeling.
Ah. Get back.
You know, Chuck had a couple of guns in the golf compartment.
No kidding.
I went to look at them again after they left. They took the gun.
Well, don't you worry your little head about it. Just get packed.
Stella, what are they really do? For business, I mean.
Look, who are you kidding?
No, really.
You put on this dumb act for 3 weeks now. Chuck can't see through you. I can.
What do you mean?
You're not so stupid you don't know what's going on around you.
Well, what's going on?
Sure, you've got everything to gain. If you play dumb, you've got a good answer for the cops when the time comes.
What has the police got to do with
that?
I don't understand.
The boys are out sticking up a bank right now. As if you didn't know.
Well, what?
Hi. We're in trouble. You've got to move fast.
Where's Moats?
He'll be along.
Chuck, you didn't, did you?
I didn't what?
She's kidding me. She didn't hold up any gas.
Don't let her put anything over on you, Chuck. She knew all the time. How could she miss?
I didn't, Chuck. I didn't.
What's the idea, Stella?
She didn't fool me a minute.
It's a good thing I don't have time to go into this right now. Come on, let's get the stuff in the car.
I'm staying right here. I'm not going anywhere.
You're going to do what I tell you.
I won't. I...
All right, get them up. Every window's covered.
Okay, we won't try anything.
Welcome to the sheriff's office. Your partner was right that you'd come back. We've been waiting for you.
I didn't know anything about it until just this minute.
That's right, copper. She's queen.
Don't let her kid you.
The kidding is over for all of you. From now on, it's all serious business. Come on, and join your friend Moats in the lockup.
Well, Don, that was how this gang of bank robbers was broken up only a few hours after they staged the holdup. Craig and Moats each received terms of 71 years, which they're now serving in the state prison at Nashville.
But what about the girls, Stella and Lucy, Sheriff Robinson?
In Stella's case, Don, the fact that she had guilty knowledge of what her companions were up to was quite obvious to John Cold and Jim Richardson, investigators for Attorney General J. Carlton Luther. She was sentenced to a term of 1 to 5 years, which she is now serving. With Lucy, it was a different matter. The criminals insisted they kept all knowledge of their activities from her. So she was released in custody of her parents and returned to Michigan.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Robinson. And Gangbusters, congratulations to the police officers who participated in the apprehension of these criminals. Now, as a special feature, Gangbusters presents an interview with the young woman who helped apprehend Kaz Robert Henderson, indicted for grand larceny in King County, state of Washington, whom she recognized from a Gangbusters clue. And here she is from the studios of KRNT, ABC's outlet in Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm Mrs. Ralph Cullender, age 24, and the wife of a doctor and World War II Air Corps veteran.
And you recognized Kaz Robert Henderson, the fugitive wanted by Seattle authorities.
Yes, I did, Mr. McKeown. The clue on the Gangbusters program 4 weeks back said that Henderson had the letters True Love tattooed on the back of his fingers and that he might seek work as an electrician. Well, I was working for the Keith Electric Construction Company here in Des Moines.
And Henderson actually walked into your office a week ago?
Yes. And he asked for a job as an electrician, just as it said he might on Gangbusters. Then he rested his hands on the office railing, and I saw the tattoo. I wanted to scream.
But you didn't.
No, I ushered him into the office of our vice president, Mr. Timon, for an interview. I signaled Mr. Timon to stall him there. While Mr. Timon stalled him, I called the police. When Henderson walked out, he walked right into the arms of two detectives.
Well, you were observant and cool-headed, Mrs. Cullender.
I remember the point in the gangbusters crew that affected me. The fact that Cass Robert Henderson might seek work as an electrician.
On behalf of gangbusters, I congratulate you, Mrs. Cullender, and award you this check for $200.
Thank you, Mr. McCune, and thanks to gangbusters. My husband and I can use the money. We are expecting a baby, and I'm leaving my job July 1st.
Well, good luck, Mrs. Ralph Cullender. Now, this is Charles McEwen, transcribed from the studios of KRNT Des Moines, Iowa, switching you back to Gangbusters in New York.
Tonight's piece was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweet, with Ted DeCorcia and Susan Douglas in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Philip H. Lord production.